Someplace along the line, the infighting and backdoor activities in Congress and the nation's capital really do deserve a little attention from the news media. The attitude among media back in Washington, those who cover the government, the elite of our media game, is that they all know a lot of stuff that they don't tell us, and that makes them special. Well, pretty much these days, what with blogging and twittering and everything else, there ain't a whole hell of a lot out there to learn that you can't have for your looking around a little bit. So the elitist protectionism of their own secret gossip is no longer really in fashion. The fact that any number of people within the Republican caucus, etc., knew that John Ensign was stooping his assistant and her husband was one of his closest friends and staff allies, and that they were recruited to find him some more jobs so that they could get him out of the office while he was still playing with the senator, was still playing with his wife. That was apparently known throughout a lot of the press corps and certainly the Republican circles, but nobody said anything about it. Well, the same thing is happening now on a much more nationally significant level. The Republican Party has committed to Rush Limbaugh's dictum that he wants Obama to fail. And to that end, they will oppose everything that they can. And particularly, they will delay everything that they can. In the process of delay, they have managed to hang up health care from June and July to October, November. They are currently working on the same situation. There's a provision whereby members can take down or add to and, correct things that they said on the floor before in little five-minute speeches. Those five-minute speeches can be scheduled at any time. A member just comes in and says, hey, I made a mistake the other day, yada, yada, yada. The Republicans just did 75 of those little speeches, and each one ate up as much time as possible because they wanted a vote on whether or not to accept the speech. The idea was that it basically wasted 2 or 3 hours of what would otherwise have been productive time. The insistence that the final legislative action or language be printed and reviewed for 72 hours before the vote means that you have 6 weeks at least of translating whatever it is you think you passed as a law into the sub-asterisked indexed legislative original final version, which nobody can read anyway. So what's going on back there is delay. Delay and apparently undermine any and all actions that the Democrats led by Barack Obama might take. Add to this the problem that there are a great many whose allegiance to the Democratic Party in their political career has been somewhat less than their allegiance to the special interests who've been buying their votes for years now. There are too many Democrats in the old boy gang to do any of the real revolutionary changes that need to be done. And anybody out there who wants to see something get better had better get started on finding some primary challengers for not only the blue dogs, but even the hangdogs of the Democratic Party, including, by the way, DiFi. Dianne Feinstein is the kind of Democrat you don't want to have with you on a picket line. She might hit you over the head with her sign. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hipp on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.